Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Oh my God, man.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Claims Department. This is Melanie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I had called yesterday about getting my car towed from one place to another to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the number, the dispatch number, and they sent me back to you guys saying they don't tow. They don't tow from a. From the mechanic shop to the dealership. I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, you guys towed my car to the mechanic shop. I said, I talked to someone yesterday. It's all set. I just need a tow truck.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with this matter. Can you provide me the first and last name on the policy?
It's Joanna Gomez.
Okay, Joanna Gomez. Okay, and what's the address on the policy?
4513 Windsor Court, Richmond Park, Illinois, 60471.
I'm sorry, what was the zip code?
60471.
And what was your name, sir?
Mine is Daniel Gomez. I'm the husband.
Okay. All right, Mr. Gomez, may I put you on a brief hold while I look at your policy, please?
Yes.
One moment. All right, thank you for holding, Mr. Daniel. Mr. Daniel, can you verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle that's on the policy?
Yeah, it's a 2013 Buick Verano.
Buick, let me see here.
Yeah, I called yesterday and have everything set up, but I needed being told today instead of yesterday. So they had everything in the computer already.
Yes, but the vehicle I'm seeing here on the policy is not the vehicle that you're speaking of.
Right, right. They keep saying that. You got to keep looking into it. It's both cars. My wife got the 2012 Ford Fusion. I got the 2013 Rio Verano. They keep saying
that. Is
it
in your name?
They find it. Yeah.
Is it okay? Because I've looked it up on Joanna's name. I'm sorry. Let me see if
you
have
The policy holder is Joanna Gomez, but we're both on there. You know?
Okay, let me just double check here. Quick question. What's the best callback number from you?
708-654-5635.
And this is the same number that you used to call for dispatch?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay.
And I talked to somebody yesterday and said, set everything up to get in the computer and everything. I couldn't send it out yesterday because they said.
Yes, I do see here on the 12th. Yes, but I'm
everything was set up. They just told me to call in the morning because when I called just yesterday, everything was closed. You know, like the dealership, and I was telling the other guy, I was like, "You guys, the one that picked up my car and brought it to the mechanic shop." I said, "Now I need it from the mechanic shop to the dealership."
Okay, so I'm seeing here it says advise the customer that the service will be OOP due to vehicle being at repair shop. Okay, don't understand.
Oh, he put that on there. Yeah, he's giving me a hard time.
Okay, I see what's the situation. Okay, so the vehicle, the thing is, I don't think they're allowed to come on private property. Like, in order for them to receive a tow, it has to be on the road.
Well, it's not inside the shop. It's on outside the shop. It's sitting there just on the.
Did you explain that to them? Oh, it's in the parking lot.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not inside.
Okay.
It's not inside. It's a little half mechanic shop. So all the cars are outside. So you can just hook and book. And I'm trying to explain it to them. And I said, "You guys delivered the car there. I just need it back from that same address you guys dropped it off from."
All right. Let me just try to see what I can do here. And explain to them, okay? May I put you on a brief hold, Daniel? Okay, one more.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Because I just know when that they normally say they can't come on the property, but I'm explaining to them that you're saying that it's in the parking lot. So just give me one moment, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
than Daniel. Okay, so Daniel, now unfortunately, with this situation, they're saying that it's still, that's still considered as property, private property, if it's in the parking lot of the repair shop. The only way how they could come and tow the vehicle is that it's on the road. Now, I did set up a claim for you on the behalf of the vehicle, because I didn't, I wasn't able to see that vehicle on the policy that you and your wife share. It's only showing the on the Ford, I believe it was a Ford Fusion.
No, you guys just told it. You guys just told it last week.
Okay. I'm not sure what's the situation with that, because it's not showing up. But I see that they dispatched for that that vehicle on, let me see here. Do you have the last eight digits of the vehicle number?
It's, they got the, they got my car at the dealership. Yeah, you guys just, you guys the one that just towed it to there. And it wasn't off the road either. It was at my parents' house. And you guys towed it from my parents' house to this mechanic shop. So now you guys don't want to take it from the mechanic shop to the dealership? Don't make sense.
Well, sir, that's what they're saying, that it's on, it's still private property. It has to be moved to the road.
You guys just took it from my parents' house, it was private property, and brought it to that mechanic shop with no problem.
I understand that. That's a home, sir. This is a facility. We're not allowed to come on private property to tow the vehicle. It's different when it's a home than when it's a facility. Yes, it has to be moved to the road in order for them to pick it up.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm sorry. The only thing, I mean, if you could see if they could try to if move the, you saying the vehicle can't move or anything like that?
It don't start. You guys don't want that wrong in there. It's in the notes. It didn't. It don't start. That's why you guys picked it up from my parents' driveway and brought it in.
Okay, let me try doing something else for you. Let me just try to reach out to someone to see if they. I'll just let them know that they moved it there in the first place. Okay, one moment, Daniel.
Thanks.
Good morning, Client Relations. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Just get me with somebody else. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
How can I help you? Hello?
I'm trying to get my... Yes, yes. I'm trying to get my car towed.
I hear you. Okay.
You keep
Did
saying
you
hello, hello, hello.
For rotated assistant?
Yes, just the third person I talk to. They keep connecting me to other people.
Okay. What's your phone number?
Oh, my God. I got to go through this again. 708.
Well,
654-5635.
5635. Okay, no, I'm just looking to see if I could pull you up. That's all. Is it David
it's
Gomez?
My wife. Yep, Daniel Gomez.
Okay.
See, but the situation I got is you guys towed my car last week from my parents' driveway to this, to Moni, to this mechanic shop. And so now the mechanic shop couldn't fix it because it's an electrical problem. So I need my car from there to the dealership, and it's down the street. And they're saying they can't do it because it's private, but they dropped it off there. Don't make sense.
Okay.
You guys
well, some policies don't allow tows from repair facilities, so let me look at your policy. Hang on one second.
But you guys dropped it off there.
Right.
It's the
dropping
same thing.
It off at one
dropping
place is different than picking it up from.
How is it different? You're dropping it off in the same spot that you guys, it's literally in the same spot where you guys dropped it off at.
And
it's don't make
just
sense.
On the policy, sir. I don't make up the rules.
I know you don't, but I'm saying that the rules are the rules. But no, but you guys are the one that dropped it off in the same spot you guys tend to come pick it up at.
Hang on, let me just pull up the policy. Hang on one second.
Yes, it don't make sense. Oh, my God.
Sorry, just hang on one second.
I've been hanging on. You're like the fourth person they just switched me to.
Yeah. Hang on.
You know what I'm saying? It's just
I'm
like
not
it's
with,
crazy. Huh?
No, I know. I understand. I understand. Just bear with
right,
me.
Right, that's crazy. It's the same
okay.
spot where you guys dropped it off
yeah.
at. You guys driving on the property, same thing. So what's the difference between you driving,
yeah,
dropping it off?
Unfortunately, the policy doesn't allow tows from impound lots or vehicles that are in
it's
backyards
a, yeah.
or that are in repair facilities. Is there
but
any
you
way that you can
it
move
off.
It out into the street?
But you guys towed it there. I don't get it. You guys went on that property and towed it, and it's on the same spot where you guys dropped it off at. You guys drove there and dropped it off, so you guys can't pick it up and take it? Don't make sense. Don't make sense
it's
at all.
It's just the rules that are on the policy.
So you guys didn't drop the car off on the street when you guys delivered it?
No.
You guys...
Mm-mm. No, we didn't.
Right. You guys dropped it off in the parking lot.
It's from a repair facility. We could drop it off too, but we can't pick it up.
Don't make sense, man. Your supervisor, can I talk to a supervisor? It just don't make sense.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
It don't make sense at all. Drop it off at the same spot you're picking it up. You guys dropped my car up there. How did you get it? Whoa, they picked it up from my parents' house, though. It wasn't on the road. It's in the same spot where you guys dropped it off.